Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning, as Sister Peace was singing, it was as if I've ever listened to her handle a microphone before. Something else was upon you this morning. That voice was very authoritative. I really appreciate it. Can you appreciate it on my behalf? You did well. Amen. Technical, God, you are blessed. I want to appreciate the technical crew. Can you appreciate them? For the past many days, they've been working on that technical unit. And they had to rewire, reconfigure all the microphones. The only problem now is that I'm not feeling anointed this morning. Can I have some volume that makes me to feel anointed? Hallelujah. It's not high enough. Hallelujah. Technica, don't let me take back my praise. Hallelujah. Can you appreciate them once again? I really appreciate you. They will come in the morning and they'll be here till evening. Drinking only pure water. I don't know what else they were eating, but they died. I want to appreciate the media. And no, they have been great. Can you appreciate them? Can you appreciate the media? You've been good. You have been great. I give you thumbs up. Praise God. I want to appreciate the ushering unit. Every time this place is always clean. You need to see us the day the floods came in. The days of Noah. When the floods came again. Thank God for the rainbow testimony. You know, but we thank God. Thank you very much. I want to appreciate it from the depths of my heart, all of you in that unit. God bless you in Jesus' name. From every other unit in the church, you've been wonderful. The follow-up, every one of you. The believers class, adoption class, children's class. It's not a children's class, the children's church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All the children in that our church, our branch church, send my greetings to them. Amen. And their resident pastor, princess. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Three of my children are in church this morning. I am blessed. I really am blessed. Hallelujah. I'm really happy to have them around. Amen. They came in. I will start from the most junior of them. Sister Michelle. Can you appreciate her? Michelle, stand up. Many of you may not know she's a twin. She's Taiwo Ijogbo. God bless you. She finished service, stayed back, but thank God. God has. I don't know why you now change your mind to come back south. She stayed behind in Niger State, and but I just saw her this morning. I was surprised. It's nice to see you bodily again. I appreciate you. God bless you. Have your seat. Hallelujah. I saw Sister Precious. Where is she? Mrs. Hallelujah. They commended her for being fat. And I said, if Precious can be fat, there is hope for Sister Mercy. Amen. Praise God. Nice to see you again. God bless you. Amen. 3.5 years ago, we did a send forth for one of our pastors. He was an ordinary lecturer when he left. 3.5 years ago. This morning, he returned in the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. With a doctorate degree. Hallelujah. Please, can you join me in welcoming Dr. Pastor Emmanuel Dansu. Amen. Can you please stand up and appreciate? We celebrate you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you don't know why we are celebrating him, but let me tell you. It was the best graduating student we heard in Japan. You know. We appreciate God for your life. Very humble. We missed him. I missed him. I really, really missed him. But please have your seat. Thank you. Welcome. We will welcome you officially when your wife and your children come back. Because we don't want to do a welcome for you, then we have to do for your wife. So we do everything together. Praise God. We sent them forth and they represented us well. When he was there, he used to send us, post something about that church. I know that church will miss you. I hope you are not planning to... Too bad for them. We cannot let you stay there. Thank God that you came back. Amen. So, when Pastor used to do our transcription, and I get to read it, I wonder who actually preached the message. His transcription is better than the message that was preached. Hallelujah. Thank God that you are back. We appreciate God that kept you. Trust God he will keep you. In the name of Jesus. This morning, I don't have too much time. I want to be, I'm under authority. Amen. Praise God. And God will help me. I want to preach this morning. Can we take the scripture from Hebrews 7? Father, Hebrews 7 verses 23 to 25. Father, I thank you for this morning. I ask for inspiration and for utterance, that the persons for whom this message is for will grasp it and they will respond appropriately in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name I prayed. I woke up this morning not knowing what I was coming to preach. And I remember I told Bisola, I don't know what I'm going to preach. At the time she met me in the office, I still didn't know what I was going to preach. So then I sat down there that the thoughts came into my mind. And it's in line with what the choir sang. And you will understand. And the Bible says, and they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. Next verse. And this man, because he continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, the Bible says, he is what? Able. Please pay attention to those words. Able. Also to save them to the uttermost. That what? Come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hallelujah. I want to speak about those that commit. As powerful as God is, you must come. As powerful as God is, he will not assume on you. Blind Bartimaeus came. Jesus passed by blind Bartimaeus and did nothing about his case until blind Bartimaeus came. The Bible says he is able also to save. I don't know what you are going through this day or will go through tomorrow, but the Bible says Jesus has the ability, he has the power to save. And not just save you until you are fully saved. Whereby there is no more danger to make you afraid. Able to save to the uttermost. Hallelujah. People came to Jesus. I want to look at three testimonies of people that came to Jesus. You have to come. Matthew chapter 9. Verse 20 to 22. Let us look at these people that came. Just a few of them. You know the story of this woman. The Bible says this woman was diseased with the issue of blood. For how many years? 12 bad years. 12 bad years. She had no peace. Can you imagine? I want to believe that woman was a beautiful woman. I want to believe that woman was very, very attractive. I don't believe that woman was well-to-do. But with all her wealth, with all her beauty, with everything that was going for her in the natural, she had a bad case. It was so bad that there was no more definition of bad. She was the ultimate definition of a bad case. Praise God. And the Bible said, this woman had gone to all the known doctors and they could not cure her. Hallelujah. You know, you get to a place in life when you have a very bad case and many people have tried to help you and no one can help you. And somebody comes up to you and says, do you know that somebody else has an anointing? And what crosses your mind is, they have come again. Praise God. I want to believe she also heard about the testimonies of Jesus. Now, I was saying here, was it on Thursday, that one of the major problems we have in the body of Christ is that when we want to put a program up, we go on radio, we go on television, say, come, God will heal you. Have you heard that before? God will heal you. And I asked, did you stand in the counsel of God for God to tell you I will do it? If you don't stand in God's counsel, you have no right to go to the public and say, God said, when he has not told you, otherwise you become a liar. Say, who has stood in his counsel? Who has heard him speak? It's a different thing. You stood in his counsel and said, I will do it. Then you are under obligation to go and tell them that God will, because he has told you. But you have not stood in his counsel. You are just wishing. Praise God. Now, there's nothing wrong in wishing. Are you with me? There's nothing wrong in saying, I'm trusting God that God will heal you. There's nothing wrong in that. That makes you a faithful witness. But when you say he will, you are presuming. Because it may not even be his will to heal. Have you not come to that? I mean, your spirituality or your spiritual... don't know that there are certain people God will not heal. He just won't heal them. I was listening to a story that Andrew Clark was sharing about a man of God who had been a pastor for years and he was a teacher of faith. He built his whole ministry on faith. Then comment one day, he was doing exercises and something snapped. And he became disabled. And for years, they went around. He went to Kenneth Hagin. Hagin prayed. Everybody prayed. Nothing happened. Even Clark had prayed and nothing happened. And yet he came and said, look, I've come to the end of everything. I don't know whether I can continue to believe God for healing anymore. When everything he thought failed. Prominent men of God had prayed, but was not healed. And so when Clark was to pray again, he had no feet. Praise God. Because if all the big boys have prayed, and he himself had prayed, and he was not healed, and the man is coming again. Praise God. And so, when it was time for the meeting, and it was time for prayer, the wife began to pray for Clark, that he would not be discouraged if his prayer is not answered. The wife was not praying for the husband to be healed, he was praying for the man of God not to become discouraged. No, you can pray for people and they are not healed, and you never. If they see me again, pray for the sick. My father didn't born me. Praise God. Have you gone to the place where you pray for somebody and a person dies? They will see your leg where they are doing prayer meeting. Praise God. If not been there, you have not prayed. Amen. It takes a long... look, it's not easy. Felix, you were complaining this morning. Yeah, stand up. In the name of Jesus, I cast out that illness in your body and I command healing to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. You can sit down. It is not corona. You are well. It's gone. Because the Lord promised that he will keep us and deliver us from all those sicknesses. He will not put it upon us. So I reject it in Jesus' name. Amen. For how many months now, corona has been ravaging the earth and we have not had it. It's God. Testimony on Ibaje. Amen. So where was I? This man started praying. Then the guy said, I'm feeling fire in my head. To cut the long story short, the man was healed. And after the man was healed, the word of God, prophecy came. He said, you will go back to the hospital and they will take the x-ray of everything and they will say that all your muscle, everything is still bad. But don't believe it, because I have healed you. I want you to act as a testimony. And so we went to the hospital the following hospital day, and they took the x-ray and found that his neck was still as bad as it was. That was what the doctor said. I said, do you mean that I can't do this? They said, you're not supposed to do it. What about this? But we don't know how you're doing it. And because of that, The man was put on disability allowances by government. So they were paying him for being disabled that he can't walk. Can you see God is very, very, wow. He has a good sense of humor. And the man was enjoying himself. Koshisha, and they were paying him good money. Amen. God will answer your own case. Don't give up. And so the Bible says, this woman who was deceased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him. He had to come. You must come. So those who come to him, it's not those who are far off. You have to come. You can't just stay aloof. You have to consciously come. They can't bring you, they can't force you. You must come with everything. You must come with your heart. And touch the hem of his garment, verse 21. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment. She didn't, what did she say? What did she say? She could have said, maybe. I don't know if I will be healed. If she had taken that mental disposition, she probably would not have been healed. She said, I shall be whole. And what happened? Next verse 22. And Jesus turned her about. And when she saw her, he said, daughter, no. Have we missed that place? Where he said, somebody touched me. Not this place. I think it must be the Luke version. Somebody touched me. They say, people have been pushing you. They have been doing everything. And you are saying somebody touched you, Jesus. What kind of Jesus are you, by the way? I'm paraphrasing. I was not there, but you understand. And so, he said, virtue went out of me. People were touching Jesus, but virtue didn't move. Because they didn't touch it with a purpose. Jesus responds to need, not to emotions. You can be emotional. Jesus. You have not come. She said, I shall be whole. Virtue went out because somebody deliberately moved out. And it said, turned and saw and said, daughter, be of comfort. It was thy faith. What is responsible for that healing? Our faith. What is faith? Look, faith is not something, you don't need theology to work in faith. It's not difficult. I wrote a book on faith. I tried to simplify it as much as possible. It's not difficult. If thou be willing and you are obedient, he said you shall eat the good of the land. Okay, will me, I just want to. When you sat down in the chair this morning, did you check the chair? Check the chair. This chair. Did you do that? What did you do? Why? Because faith is in your heart. So you have the capacity to do it. Just do. Just come. Come with an assurance based on his pedigree. Based on the testimonies of him you've heard, that is sufficient for you to reach out. Praise God. Am I communicating? I want us to look at another character. I'm saying I'm preaching this morning, amen. So I'm not doing any serious teaching. Matthew, look at verse 28 to 30 of that same chapter. There's another character here that I want us to see. The Bible says, and when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him. It could have been a religious answer. But they said, yea, Lord, we believe. Look at the next verse. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And the next verse said, and their eyes were opened. I imagine they did not have faith. Their eyes wouldn't have been opened. Amen. In the history, in the stories of Jesus' healing in the Gospels, there were only 4 times that he acted sovereignly to heal people. Every other healing Jesus did, you needed to actively engage. Many of us want God to heal us sovereignly. It doesn't work most of the time like that. Praise God. It doesn't work. For us, we must come. I was listening to a man of God, was it 2 days ago? He said God spoke to Hagin and said the gifts of healing and all the gifts of the Spirit that he gave to the church was not meant to be used for the church. It was meant for the church to use for the world. Praise God. Listen to me. You may not know you are anointed until you step out of that of this place and go and preach the gospel. Then you will know you are anointed. Hello? Hello? You don't know you can cast out devils until devils manifest in your presence. Then there's nowhere to run to. They've cornered you. Then you now roar like a lion. Then you say, so I didn't know the lion was inside my stomach. It has always been there, but you allowed it to be dormant. You allowed it to keep quiet. You did not allow it to... Pastor Bello is there. Pastor, you are looking tired. You lost your strength. When you sleep like that, you will sleep. Praise God. Pastor has gone for crusade. You don't know Pastor Bello. Pastor, we need to take you to the field so they can see the lion in you. This is not Pastor Bello. When he handles microphone and operates in the ministry of an evangelist, you will see miracles. Where did you go for a program? And was sharing testimonies of miracles that was happening. But he's here, and all of us, all we can do is Pastor Bello is always giving us trouble. The other side of him. Praise God. Until you step out, you will not know what you carry. These things, you must deliberately activate it. Hallelujah. These 10 men came. They had to come. I'm not sure if Jesus didn't pass them by. Most likely passed them where they were begging. And 10 of them must have discussed among them. Said, is that not Jesus that passed by? They said, let us go and look for him. And when they came, they said, what do you want? We want our eyes. We want to see. Said, do you believe I can do it? And that question is what I'm asking you this morning. I don't know what you are going through. Do you believe that God can intervene? Look, there are problems in life that we need God to intervene. You need an intervention. You need an intervention. But you must come to him that has the power and ability to intervene. I have very few. The last example I want to give, because I want us to pray. Matthew 15, verses 25 to 28. You know, the story of this woman, the Phoenician woman who came to Jesus, and she began to plead. The Bible says she followed them and was asking for intervention. She was praying, was begging, and she was an embarrassment. She was an embarrassment. Have you gone to the market before and a beggar is following you? I said, "Fool me, Babiala, Baba." And I said, "You know," and she's still following you. If you have no shame, you need deliverance. Out of shame, when this guy is disturbing you, put hand in pocket and say, "Go, leave me alone." Hallelujah. Amen. But that was the situation. It was so embarrassing. And I know the disciples must have tried pushing her away, and she would not let go. So at the time they came to Jesus, say, answer this woman. She's embarrassing us. Can't you see the way they're looking at us as if something? Answer this woman. And you know this most insulting thing that Jesus ever said. He didn't even look at her. We don't give the food of children to dogs. Hiya, Lua Mew. Amy. The son of Siphonian woman. Le Boubin. Because it's not your fault. It's condition that make crayfish bend. I would rather die in this problem. I come back again. I won't come to this church. I won't come again. Is that not how we would have reacted? So when we're talking about faith, understand what faith is. Can you remain focused? Remain focused. for what you are looking for. You are focused. And she answered. Go to my, to where I said, where she answered. 27. This is what, and he said, of truth, Lord, yet dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See how Jesus responded. Kai. And Jesus answered and said unto her, oh woman. She had stopped being a dog. She became a woman. Great is thy faith. Great is thy faith. There were only two people that Jesus ever recorded that had great faith in Israel. And they were not Jews. They were not Jews. The first man was a centurion. Said, I'm coming to heal your servant. Said, don't come. I'm a man under authority. I have people under me. I say to this, come, he comes. He says to this, go, he goes. Say, speak the word. Jesus looked at him and said, Kai! This is faith. What was faith there? Understanding. It's not that his man has spoken in tongues for 10 hours. You know, there's a way you speak, Abby Bros, when you speak for 10 hours, you're on fire, you're jumping. Where are those problems? You don't, there are days you don't even pray. And problems come, and they say, ah! And God said, I should pray this morning. Oh, yeah. It doesn't work like that. What was that faith? The way she responded, said, true, Lord. But even the dogs eat crumbs that fall from the table. I just looked at her and said, this is great faith. She got what she came for. What are you coming for? What do you want? Why is your default response not that you want to go and meet the Lord? Do you think that there are problems that you should not disturb the Lord with? I should not disturb the Lord. Even if the problem is within your fear of capacity, you should still present it before the Lord. I said, Lord, this is a problem. Help me. Help me. Just help me. You may be shocked that a simple problem can snowball into something very big. If it doesn't help you well. He says, I can't handle it. I can't handle it. Then I'll start looking. Okay, what do I do now? You will have to return to where you ought to have gone to in the first instance. As I close, there was a story of a king in Israel. I don't remember his name particularly now. Who once, I think the king served. The king was going to war, and they rebuked him not to rely on the arm of flesh. The prophet encouraged him. He went to war, trusting God. God blessed him, and then he came back. He brought back the kings of the Edomites and all those guys to worship. The prophet came and rebuked him. He said, are you part of the Lord's counselors? I said, if you call the king's counselors, take your time. And the king and the prophet said, no, I know God wants to destroy you. And that was how the king began to go down. To the point that when he was going to die, the Bible says he became sick. And in his sickness, he did not seek the Lord. And for that sickness, he died. May our end not be like that. There's a consistent work. God is not tired of your coming. God is not fed up seeing your face. In fact, he is pleasured when you keep coming. God would not say, ah, you came yesterday now, ah. He won't say so. Praise God. The Bible says he's able to save. For he liveth, he forever liveth to make intercession. He liveth at the power of endless life. So he's inexhaustible. The interesting thing about God, you know, they call him the double-breasted one. Amen. The thing about God is that the more he gives, the more he increases. That's why I say it's more blessed to give than to receive. Because in giving, you increase. It's a paradox of the Spirit. It's a paradox. And you and I must learn it, but I'm not talking about giving this morning. My encouragement to you is that don't be weary in coming. Don't be tired. Don't be discouraged. That you prayed yesterday, did not answer, don't be discouraged. Represent it again. Keep presenting it again. Keep presenting it again. But remember the way you choose your words, because there's a protocol of entering his presence. The woman said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed. Not that I, well, God, they say I should come, I've come. You will heal me now. Yeah, heal me now. Heal me, fine. If you don't heal me, no, move, okay, no. For a double-minded man, he's unstable in all his ways. You must be focused. I want us to bow our heads this morning and talk to the Lord. I don't know what it is that you need him to come, you need him to do for you. But the Bible says you must consciously come. You must consciously come. Can we come to the throne of grace? That's what Paul said in the book of Hebrews. Come boldly. You don't come timidly. You don't come with a sense of uncertainty. Say, come boldly. Come boldly. Come boldly to the throne of grace. It doesn't matter the situation. It doesn't matter what you are passing through. It doesn't matter what, how bad. It doesn't matter. He's able to save them who come to God through him. He's able. That song says, he's able. He's abundantly able to deliver and to save. He is able, abundantly able to deliver those who trust. He is able, he is able, abundantly able to deliver and to save. He is able, abundantly able to deliver those who trust. One more time. He is able, he is able, abundantly able to deliver and to save. He is able, abundantly able to deliver. To trust in him. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is you are trusting God for. It could be a situation that is not pleasant and you need him to get you out of the situation. You need him to just resolve issues for you. You need him to bring an understanding. You need him to move and open a door. You need him to make the crooked way before you straight. There may be darkness in front of you and you cannot see what you have to do. You don't even know what to do. It doesn't matter what it is. He's able. Not only is he able, he's willing. The leper said, if only you are willing to make us whole. He said, I am willing. He is still willing. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you are going through. But Lord of heaven, I come this day in the name of Jesus. That those who come to God through him, you must come to God through him. You must come to God through him. You must come to God through him. I come in the name of Jesus. It may be a job. The testimony is that there are no jobs. God is able to create. He's able to make a way through the wilderness. He's able to make a way through the seas of life. He's still able. He's still able. He's able to call the fish out of the water and take the coins that he has put there. He knows where the treasures of the earth are kept. He knows where they are kept. He knows where they are kept. Whatever it is you have need of, come. Because he's willing. He ever liveth to make intercession. To speak on behalf of those who come to God through him. Father, I bless your name. Oh Lord, I trust you, Lord, to help us. Let your name be magnified. Thank you for testimonies that we shall hear even in the days to come. Thank you, Father, for the manifestation of your glory in our lives.
Thank you for turning around our situations. Thank you for putting joy. As we put it in the mouth of those that we spoke about, we shall yet testify of your praise and of your glory. We thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.